What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The Yankees are going to October. They're going to win 93 to like 96 games, something like that, 97, if they get off to a real scorching summer run, which they're more than capable of. So, in terms of winning this series, where the Mets are at, it mattered more to them because they're trying to dig out of a hole. The Yankees already set a great pace. Now, Tampa continues to play their ass off. You want to win the division, but that'll be more of a topic as we get through the summer, assuming Tampa can continue this pace, and teams like Toronto, who the Yankees will see this week, aren't going to be good this year. We'll see. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it was between them and Baltimore. I think Toronto will be the team to step up more than the Orioles. But the Yankees, I don't even want to say they're going to be fine, because it's kind of, oh, they'll be fine. Who wants to hear you? Oh, you'll be fine. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't think that's the right word to use. Whenever you go, oh, how am I going to, no, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You go to your boss, you'll be like, how, what's my status here at the station? Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Well, I'm going to be fine. I better start looking for other jobs. You tell me I'm going to be fine. So I don't want to tell you as a Yankee fan that you're going to be fine. You're going to be better than fine. You are going to compete for the division all summer long. If you win your head-to-head matchups with Tampa, you're going to, in all likelihood, win your division. You're definitely getting to October. So as bad of a loss this was on Sunday, and it was the worst of the year, as bad of a stretch as this has been, and it's the worst stretch of the year, things are going to be great when October rolls around. Now, as far as the negatives with this team, and a few of them we've talked about at length, a couple we haven't. Let's start with the ones we haven't. The Yankees are bad in close games. They're bad in extra innings. They don't execute the fundamentals, and a lot of that is on Boone. Even with the Volpe, who had a nice series, and he's running into people in the last play of the game. There's five infielders. What the heck's going on there? I really don't know what that was all about. Wells swinging at, the first pitch after Minaya walks Volpe. Little things like that. That's just, you have an opportunity, and Wells has been awful, but you have an opportunity there to blow the game open. And the Yankees allowed the Mets to hang around. Just like the Yankees did to the Orioles a couple of games ago. They let them hang around. They let them hang around. They ended up losing 3-2. There are too many dead outs in this lineup. When you look at what can you hang your hat on right now? Judge, of course, Rice, Bellinger, Schlittler, and Cole, and Stanton when they get back. Otherwise, yeah, Jazz had a good series, but he still struggles in the big spots. Wells is, they need to find a place for him on the bench. You cannot start him anymore. He stinks. I would make Rice the catcher. I would make Goldschmidt the first baseman, and I would do that immediately. McMahon is not going to hit his weight through the summer. You're going to get Caballero back, which is huge. The bullpen is not good. Bednar is just, he's always living dangerously. And I've liked Bednar throughout his career, but he lives dangerously too much. He's always putting guys on base. And when you have to work your way out of those type of situations, you're not always going to end up on the right side of the stick there. You will end up on the short side of it a lot if you continue to do it. And whether it's Bednar, I mean, Tim Hill you rely on, but you can, because he's been their best reliever for years now. But Val's an adventure. Bird stinks. The bullpen needs a major facelift, which I think they will do. I think Cashman will address it. But right now there are warts. There are issues with this team that they need to correct in order to win in October. Because this is why we said when you run it back with this team, this is a team that hasn't performed well in October. They needed to add more blood and have a better bullpen. Yeah, the rotation's better, but the bullpen is not good. So it almost like nullifies the rotation being better. And also Rodon and Cole, they're not going to give you a lot of innings coming off injuries, so it's only going to tax the bullpen, which is already taxed. The manager, Boone, I mean, he's got demons he's got to exercise come October. They will be great in the regular season. They will win a ton of games. They will hit a million home runs. When they're hot, they're hot. They will have another, I'm sure, 10-game winning streak. They'll steamroll bad teams. But until they can consistently beat the good teams, until they can consistently win close games, until they can continuously execute in these close games, until they can do that across the board, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical when they get to October, because that's when the competition stiffens up. It tightens up. You can't just run over everybody in this league. Gary Bertier. You can't do it. When you get to October, the competition gets better. And that's where the fundamentals and the execution and the lineup depth, which they don't have. And they need to address that. The biggest one being Austin Wells. He stinks. Make Rice the catcher. Make Goldschmidt the first baseman. And go find a lefty to complement Goldschmidt at first. You cannot have Wells be the guy anymore. He's just, it's how much more, enough. Like at some point, you get to, and I know that Aaron Boone, after the game, is saying nice things about Wells, which is, this is why they love Aaron Boone. Because Aaron Boone will protect his players. He will always say, hey, they hit a nice ball there. He fouled one off. That looked pretty good. He's been getting some good at-bats. It's like, you know, Aaron knows the deal deep down, but he's not going to ever say anything. But then you get that, well, lack of accountability. And when this has been a pattern year in and year out for what feels, was it been a decade since Boone has been here? It's always big picture with the Yankees. For the Mets, it's more about little picture right now. Winning a series, getting your best win of the year, stacking it up, chipping away, trying to dig out of a hole that they've created in April. With the Yankees, it's more about, all right, they got off to this amazing start. They got off to this historic pitching start. Their two studs are just having MVP caliber years, and they might fight for the American League MVP all summer long. which should be exciting and fun and awesome for Yankee fans and baseball fans to enjoy. But when they get in these close games, when they play good teams, the warts that they have shown for years continue to rear their ugly heads. And that is something that they are going to have to, from now till October, that is something they're going to have to figure out. And how about you start by beating Toronto this week, beating Tampa this weekend? Because when it comes to the American League, you're not going to face many good teams. There just aren't really any. There's a, unless you want to put Tampa there, they've gotten off to a great start. I don't know if they're a great team. There aren't a lot of options, but we'll say the best of the American League. That's where the Yankees have to show that they can beat those teams, especially in close games.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.